Joining us right now from the St. Clair County Veterans Affairs Office, Nancy Diesing. Nancy, good morning.
Good morning, Paul.
Thanks for being here. And
thank you.
Happy birthday.
Thank you. 21 today.
21. I'm not going to push that any further. Ed Weichler is here as well. Ed, good morning.
Good morning, Paul.
Ed, I want to start with you. Where did the idea for this project come from?
For this particular project, my kid brother and I were traveling through the southeast corner of Pennsylvania about a year and a half ago, and it was 4 days after Memorial Day, and we pulled into this small farming town, think KPAC, think Yale, about four and a half blocks long. No industry, so at the end of that half block, bam, it's all farming, okay? And the streetlight poles were 75 feet apart. On every pole was a pair of banners. On each pole, there was two banners, but there was a total of 82 banners recognizing the 82 area GIs killed in action from that area since World War I. And it was a powerful statement. And so I took pictures with my tablet, and all the way home I kept thinking, we got to do this. We have to do this. And we can do this. But we didn't want to do one localized area, because at least in this area, everything is competitive. It's, you know, one community versus another versus retail versus, and we want to know part of that. So we sat down with the Allied Veterans Council of St. Clair County. Nobody knows who they are, and that's wrong. And also the executive board of the Department of Veterans Affairs, and we put together a program, hopefully, that will recognize the over 550 county GIs killed in action since World War
I. 550?
550 plus, yeah.
So that means you got to come up with 550 photographs.
Right.
That's a tall order, isn't it?
It's doable.
Okay. How's it going so far?
As of today, we have 91.
That's a great start.
But you got to remember, World War I was not a photographed war like Vietnam and later confrontations. So World War I is going to be probably our biggest challenge. World War II was a little bit better, and Vietnam was really the first of the photographed.
And we're
not looking for combat photographs. Yeah. We're looking for the GIs in uniform.
Sure, exactly.
So right now I think we have 7, 8 from World War I. This is a powerful, the optics of this are powerful. And when it becomes completed, it will say volumes to the out-of-county residents. It will say volumes about who we are and what we are as a community, you know, as a collective of communities, the county versus individual communities, because the template will be the same. It's just the faces of, unfortunately as it is, the young people. And you can see the youth, you can see the innocence in their faces.
Okay. That's what jumps out at you, isn't
that,
it?
Yeah. It's a powerful thing.
Yeah. Nancy, there's a lot of logistics involved in this, isn't there? Not just in collecting the photographs. That's step one. But then you've got to, you know, get into each community, get the banners printed first, and then get them hung.
Yeah, absolutely. I think in terms of local buy-in with our city and townships, there's going to be conversations of where you want these banners to be placed, when they will go up. Mm-hmm. So there's a lot of work to do face-to-face and getting people to understand what this is all about and getting their local buy-in, because they have a say. They already have banners in these downtown areas. What do they need? Mm-hmm. So we will be assessing that in the months to come.
Okay, very good. Who all is involved in this? You mentioned the Allied Veterans. And you know, Ed, you said nobody knows who they are. Tell us a little bit about the Allied Veterans.
Wow. The Allied Veterans Council of St. Clair County, I thank you for that, because I was not going to leave here without recognizing them. They've been in existence since 1946, 47. They are comprised of delegates from each of the 16 veterans posts throughout St. Clair County. And those posts could be American Legion, VFW, Vietnam Vets of America, Disabled American Vets, Marine Corps League, one of those five. Mm-hmm. But there's 16 different posts in the county. And they were originally put together back in the 40s so that when you planned events, or they planned events, they would not conflict with another. Well, and here's my little editorial, because nobody knows these guys exist. The three most valuable groups of people in this county that I know of, the Beautification Commission, the church ladies who feed the friends and families at the wakes of every funeral, and the Allied Veterans Council of St. Clair County, their honor guard. Okay, these guys have done over 900 funerals and special events in the last 2.5 years alone. Nobody knows who they are. There's they don't remember the faces. There's no names. Yeah. These are not young people. They're in their, I'd say probably the youngest one is what, in their 60s maybe. And they're out there in all kinds of weather. It's a full-time job for them.
Sure.
And they're also the ones who are responsible for getting the lighting done at Allied Veterans Cemetery a couple of months ago. And the three projects they're working on now, I'll give them a plug because it's important. The Allied Veterans Cemetery lighting project is done. Now what they're trying to do is something that the city of Port Huron has been trying to do for 20 years and not been able to do. They're trying to get the flagpole illuminated at the War Memorial on, I believe it's Walnut Street and Holland Avenue, the Civil War monument. That's project number one. Project number two is the banner project. And project three is raising the money to replace the 12-passenger van that they need to do all of these funerals, because they're running two different crews. I mean, this is an 8-hour job for volunteers.
Yeah.
And God love them. And nobody knows who these men and women are. They're just, God love them.
Yeah, I'm glad you're able to shed some light on that and get the word out about it. As far as the banner project is concerned, what other groups are involved in this? Because this is a coming together of a whole bunch of people, isn't it?
Absolutely. The Department of Veteran Affairs is taking this on as a special project because we find that not only the veterans and their families coming in the door daily in needing assistance, that we're out in the community. So we're meeting new people that may not know about us mm-hmm. and our services. And so this gives us some recognition with the project because it's amazing what we can do for the killed in action,
right?
And we're putting their faces up out of 2 weeks out of the year. And what if we're doing something like that, what can we do in the office? We're doing amazing things in connecting our veterans and their families to services that they need. And the VA's paperwork is difficult, and we have talented veteran service officers to handle that, and I can't praise them enough.
Yeah. So if there is somebody out there and they have a family member from St. Clair County that was killed in action, and they say, hey, I've got a photograph of that person, up in the attic or, in a photo album somewhere, how do they get it to you?
Should I?
You should.
Okay. Remember, before we went on the air, I said I was going to set you up.
But yeah, I was hoping that we could avoid
there's
that.
There's a reason for this, okay? Here's your trivia question. And you can, give me your answer as you as you come up with the answer. How many cards in a deck?
How many cards in a deck? Already. I was going to say 52, but there are...
That's the correct answer.
All right.
Okay. Now, what was James Bond's code name?
007.
So, if I start out with 98, then you give me your two.
My two... Oh, 52. And 007.
Okay. 9852007.
There you go.
And in the middle of the night, you'll be cursing me because you can't get that number out of your mind. However, that's
how
you remember
it. Exactly.
And that is the hotline number that you can call 24 hours a day.
Perfect.
To schedule an appointment to have the photo scanned.
Okay, great. That's and they'll get the photos back. They're not giving them up forever.
We don't want to touch the photos. Mm-hmm. We don't want possession of it. If anybody wants to borrow it or asks you for money, slam the door on them.
Yeah, that's
because we don't want possession of it. We just want to scan it. We would prefer to do originals, not copies, because these things have to be scanned at high resolution, because your little 4x6 photograph is now going to be between 3.5 and 4 feet tall.
Yeah.
So we are literally going to bring these people back, put them on the main street of the communities they grew up in for 2 weeks out of the year, every year.
How long is it going to take to get all these photos, and when do you expect, if everything goes according to plan, to have these banners hanging up?
Oh, gosh. That's up to the people in this county who say, I can be part of this. It's as simple as communicating with each other, okay? It's as simple as, Paul Miller, you by any chance happen to have a family member, a friend, a neighbor that you know of that was killed in action who lived in St. Clair County since World War I? It's that simple. Or go up to the monument in Pine Grove Park, take photographs of the war memorial, and if a name reaches out to you, contact that family, and the phone number is?
985-2007.
Hate me already, don't you?
just a little.
Hey, Paul, I just wanted to mention with the photographs, especially like Ed was saying about World War I, if we cannot get photographs of the killed in action GI, that we will use either a high school photograph or we'll use their military seal.
Okay.
So everyone will have a banner with their name, their rank in the branch of service, and something, either their photograph, high school, or the military seal that they were under during that time.
You feel like you're doing a little bit of detective work in trying to get all these photographs? Because there's a little bit of that element there, isn't there?
Yeah, there's a lot of it, but this project is not vast. It's simple.
Yeah.
It's about communicating, and if it succeeds, it will not be because of the three organizations that planted the seed. If it succeeds, it's going to be because everyone in this county said, heck, I can do this.
Yeah.
You know, if somebody out there has a business with a bulletin board, we can put a flyer on the bulletin board. If they have a monthly mailing, they can contact Nancy at the hotline number, and maybe we can put one or two paragraphs into their monthly mailing.
Mm-hmm.
This is about us and we, not I and me.
Yeah.
It's a classic community project that knows no boundaries.
Yeah.
And it's also a good, non-divisive topic at the family table this weekend.
Thank you for that. We need one of those.
Yes, we do.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for coming in and talking about this, and we'll look forward to more updates as more photographs roll in, as people call that hotline, which is 810-985-2007.
The guy's a genius.
Damn you, Weisler. Thanks for coming in, you guys. Appreciate it very much.